USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference today, President Donald Trump denounced socialism.
But while we're making great strides, and our country is doing as well and maybe in many ways better than it's ever done before, Democrat lawmakers are now embracing socialism. They want to replace individual rights with total government domination.
While Trump was on the stage in National Harbor, Maryland, independent Bernie Sanders, running for president as a Democrat in 2020, told supporters at a rally in Brooklyn that the United States is going to join every other major country on earth and guarantee health care to all people as a right.
You can spend all of the money you want against us. We will have a Medicare for all single-payer system.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Before President Trump took the stage, National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, where he touched on his organization's growth.
The NRA, and I know a lot of you share and being proud about this, we have grown to almost 5.5 million members, the most in our history.
The House Ways and Means Committee is preparing to formally ask the IRS for President Donald Trump's tax returns, possibly within the next few weeks. NBC News reports the Democrat Majority Tax Writing Committee is willing to do whatever it takes, including taking legal action to obtain copies of years of Trump's returns. Congressional aides involved in the process told NBC News Ways and Means Chair Richard Neal has reportedly directed his committee's attorneys to prepare the request and has asked other investigative committees to draft arguments about why they also need Trump's tax returns. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are sending teams to investigate a fatal crash in Florida yesterday involving a Tesla car and a semi-trailer. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland gave the White House counsel's office until March 4th to turn over security clearance documents. More from USA's Wendy King.
The Oversight Committee set a Monday deadline for the White House to turn over documents related to security clearances. There are questions surrounding how the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got his top-secret clearance. Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamurthy accuses Kushner of using his influence to help his real estate business.
He has tremendous financial vulnerabilities, including 666 Fifth Avenue, which is deeply in debt. He's going around the world seeking investments into that property.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Authorities raided a residential suburban home in Westchester County, New York, Friday, and walked out with enough fentanyl to kill nearly 2 million people, that according to an official with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. 5 kilograms of the poisonously potent synthetic opioid were seized along with 6 kilograms of heroin, which spiked with fentanyl has caused tens of thousands of fatal overdoses in America in recent years. This neighbor in Ardsley was asked by WABC if she was surprised by the arrests.
Look, things happen everywhere. They do. And am I surprised? Yeah, it's a quiet neighborhood. Nothing happens really here, but it happens.
We're used to hearing about sports figures doping to get an edge in their sport. Now the World Bridge Federation says the world's number one bridge player has been suspended after failing a drug test. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.